Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Survivor on AfterBuzz TV. Don't move a muscle, and we'll get right into the show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
All right, I'm being made fun of for my intro there. They said I sound like a little like PSA newscaster. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to AfterBuzz TV. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Paige Bonanno. You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Paige Bonanno, and I'm joined by my wonderful co-hosts who like to make fun of me. Where can they find you guys?
You're killing me. What's up, everybody? I am Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike.
And I'm Dominique Press. You guys can find me on all social media platforms at Dominique_ESQ.
Throwing it back to you, Timothy.
Yes.
Anyways, all jokes aside, thank you guys for joining us for Survivor. This is AfterBuzz TV. Make sure to give us a like, subscribe on our YouTube channel. Let us know how we're doing. And join in on the convo on the live chat. We love hearing from you guys. So this episode is episode 6. It's titled, This Is Why You Play Survivor, yep. Which
when you comment, make sure to let us know how you liked Paige's intro.
Please, yes, please. Yes. Yeah, let's pull up the live chat if we can so we can see what everybody's saying about it, because I'm sure you guys really enjoy it.
And a little off topic, but congratulations to the Houston Astros for winning the World Series, which we just found out about 20 minutes ago.
Why did we talk about that?
I'm just saying, congratulations to the, you know,
Houston Astros. Boo to baseball.
Back to Survivor. No.
Thank you.
It was 22 seconds, Dom. God.
2 seconds. Sorry. Okay.
Too long.
Too long.
But I do want to, before we jump into this week's episode, I mean, we can jump in it right away, but last week we had a very heated discussion about whether Ryan made the right decision.
Still don't like him.
About voting for, or about leaving Allie out of the vote. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of feedback and a lot of comments about it, and we saw tonight that clearly they couldn't work together again, because that's what our discussion was about last week. Could they work together or could they not?
And what did I say?
You said no, but no, I just want to point out that I said that it wasn't my biggest issue with last week was that it wasn't that big of a deal for Allie to be so butthurt, and clearly it wasn't, and she realized that because she was willing to work with Ryan again.
She did
so
work
I
with him
was
again.
Right on some kind of level.
Back up against the wall.
But I want to say that a lot of people agreed with his decision. A lot of people didn't. Obviously, tonight, this works into tonight because he blindsided her again. Mm-hmm. But I do honestly, like, after hearing the whole, like, after they went and talked about it and he explained why he did what he did, I don't think he told her the whole reason, obviously. He said that he was scared that her and Rourke were getting too close. Like, I don't really think that's as much of the issue, but I do think he made the right decision, because I feel like, Dom, you think that this is wrong, but I feel like Allie could have taken this information that she got, if he had included her on the vote, gone to Rourke and maybe gotten somebody else to vote out Ryan, because we've seen that blindside happen so many times. I do just think that Ryan made the right decision.
Which is why Ryan didn't go to Allie in the first place about Rourke, because he knew that
that's what I'm saying
she might do.
Exactly. Exactly. And I know Dom wasn't as enthusiastic about that response, but I'm just saying, I do think that it was a right move on his part.
I agree with you on some point. I also want to point out that Ryan was kind of looking out for Allie in the beginning, when he was like, when they were having this little tete-a-tete, if you will. when they were arguing, and
what,
you know,
is a tete-a-tete?
Just like a little argument. That's what I'm going to say.
Thank
that it
you.
Is. When he was like, you know, you were getting too close, and that's all he kept saying. But he didn't say was that Allie came to Ryan and said that she wanted to vote out Chrissy. He didn't say that. He didn't blow up her spot in front of Chrissy. Mm-hmm. So I did give him credit for that.
Mm-hmm. Wait, when the episode started?
Yes.
He did.
No. He said that she wrote her name down, which she did. And
he said
Chrissy
that
knew
he
that.
Wanted to vote out Chrissy.
I do think that Chrissy had a good point when she said, you know, this whole situation means that Ryan thinks that he can get further with me than he can with Allie. And we saw that hold very true at the vote tonight. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Chrissy and Ryan are a force to be reckoned with for sure. I mean, a lot of people don't really like Ryan. They don't really like his gameplay so far.
James and I in the live chat are on one accord. Ryan is evil. He's evil. He is evil.
I don't know. I just disagree with you guys. I just feel like we have liked Ryan from the beginning because
Ooh.
He... Ryan was a fan favorite from the beginning because he was charming. He was
really, the underdog.
He was the underdog, exactly. And now because he's making these game-changing moves, now everybody doesn't like him.
I'll go back and rewatch our first episode.
Ryan said tonight that he's not sure why people keep working with him.
I don't know either.
He said that himself, that he's not sure why people keep turning to him, and he didn't think that he was going to be this person. So I don't know. It's interesting, to say the least.
Yes.
So anyways, diving right in, starting on the Yawa tribe, we see that Mike finds this little baby fishy.
I think from this point out, I'm gonna find me a Survivor player that's just gonna be on the up and up. Just want somebody who.
Hey, I thought it was Allie. She's on my team.
I really thought Allie was gonna go far in this game.
We'll get more into Allie as we move forward.
No, so I'm saying I like Dr. Mike. He seems like, you know, a straight shooter. What you see is what you get.
You're not going to be disappointed in any kind
of way. I hope not.
Well, also,
because my little heart.
I thought it was interesting that once Dr. Mike caught the fish, it was very clearly very, very small. He dropped it in the fire. It was burnt. But he still offered it up to everybody.
Smaller than my palm.
Yeah. He offered it to everybody to see if they wanted some of it, whereas Cole gets a huge fish and doesn't really offer it to anybody else, which they were saying, you know, we see people's true colors. I do think that Dr. Mike just, like, has this quality about him where he's just wanting to work with people. He's wanting to, like, share. He's just, like, a good person.
He has a good heart, which is hard to find in this world.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, with Cole, obviously we saw later on he did end up, it wasn't just him being hungry, like he actually did faint from it, but I do think, like, at the beginning he was being a little childish and dramatic about this whole situation. You know, he was basically saying, you know, I'm not getting enough food and it's so stupid. Like, well, this is Survivor. You signed up for Survivor, so I'm sorry if you're a little bit hungry, but, like, you can't make everybody else work around you.
Right. I think the biggest issue that I had with what he said was when he said, eat big while you have it. And nobody agreed with that. Not even I agree with that.
Because
then
sense.
You're not going to have anything in the end. Like, you have to last. And they said it, 39 days?
Yeah.
And
they were saying, we're not going to make all this food just for you. Like, it doesn't make sense. And he was getting very defensive, getting very mad at Lauren for, like, talking over
him.
Well,
I think him and Lauren are oil and vinegar. Yeah. I just don't think that they mesh well. So I think anything that either one of them says is going to set the other off. I thought it was interesting that he kind of cut her off and was just like, I'm still speaking. Yeah. And I'm like, well, dude, you had a very long pause. I would have thought you were done talking to him.
Yeah. He was hangry.
I was going to say, I think he was hangry. But I do think if they would have gone to tribal that he would have been the one to go, because even later, you know, the whole episode was kind of against Cole.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in Reward Challenge, we see that food is given, finally. You know, people are starving.
And it was good food this time, because those stupid danishes and coffee was not worth all of that hard work.
I completely agree with you.
No, it's
true. Pizza I will work hard for.
Mm-hmm. So, Yawa sits out Mike. I thought this was interesting, because we see in the Reward Challenge, they sit out Mike, and we see in the Immunity, they sit out Lauren, and it seems to always be between those two.
Well, why wouldn't it be?
But don't, I mean...
Wouldn't it be, Paige? We have to be honest here.
It's true. I mean, so between them two and what?
I mean, here's my thing.
Cowboy.
Well, Jessica takes it out once in a while.
But here's my thing. They volunteer. It's not like the tribe sits there and, like, makes a unanimous decision.
But I think it's kind of known.
Okay, but that's their fault for making it known. They could easily step up and say, no, I don't want to sit out this challenge. Before going into the challenge, I'm sure they talk about it. They could easily say, guys, I'm not sitting out this challenge.
I don't know if Lauren's that bad. Like, I don't think that she's not a physical threat. I think that she's good at challenges.
I think that she can give more than either one of them can. Let's just be honest with each other.
I guess so.
I mean, did you see Lauren when she got ready to jump in that maze? She fell after the first step.
Lauren. She's trying hard. I like Lauren.
She should have
great
known
potential.
That speed is not how you start out the gate on this one.
Yeah.
You need to hop slowly.
Yes.
We saw Desi and Ashley were having a lot of trouble, and I do want to see what your guys' opinions are on this, because they dropped the ball 3 times. No pun intended. They dropped the ball 3 times, and then they did drop it outside the line the 4th time, and Jeff said that they were good. I think that they dropped it, and they should have had to start over. What do you guys think?
I disagree. I think it was past the line of the
mat. But there was a line.
There wasn't a line. It was just a mat. So then I think as soon as you get it past the mat, you're fine.
I was tired of watching him go back and forth, so
I was
happy he told him to go ahead and go, because he knew they wasn't going to win no how.
Yeah.
He was like, go ahead, because I'm tired.
It was a sympathy vote.
It was.
It really was. I feel like Jeff just kind of was like, I'll let it
slide. I would like to pay attention over here, and you guys are stressing me out, so just go.
We see JP he obviously carried it like he always does. He carries everything. He did have a huge fall at the beginning, but also, you know, leaning, we saw it with JP as he goes to like lean back. It's so slippery mm-hmm. on those boards. Like, I don't know how they were staying up. It just seemed like a very hard challenge.
I felt like just about the raft with the shooting was the hard part. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything else was pretty self-explanatory. Get the
boat, pull the boat. Right, no, that's what I'm saying. With the huge waves and there was water all over everything, they were, like, falling. They couldn't even, like, get the balls back to shoot them.
Survivor for you. Yeah. Well, that's
what Jeff was saying. He's like, this is why we play. This is it. This is great. So, I mean, I just thought it was an interesting...
I want Jeff to just shut up.
Reward. Oh my
God. Just, like, you're not out here.
Yeah.
He don't get to yell at me like that.
I wonder if Jeff has ever tried out the challenges?
I'm sure he has.
Because I know they have, like, the dream team that does the challenges ahead of time, but I wonder if Jeff has ever done it.
I just don't think
so. I mean, he seems pretty, like, he's a veteran at this,
I feel like he's the person who, when the camera, like, cuts off, is like, where's my latte, people?
Right?
Give me an umbrella.
No, I'm joking. His mom actually works with my dad, and he's
really nice.
Yeah, he seems like he's a real... I mean, he wouldn't be the host of Survivor for 35 seasons.
Oh, yeah, he's really a nice guy.
Yeah.
Do you think that, I mean, once... Say that Survivor was, like, running and running and running, and then, like, Jeff said, hey, I don't want to do this anymore. You think there's any chance that Survivor would ever be able to keep going, or without Jeff, it's not Survivor?
I don't know. I feel like with every show, you have to, Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune, like, if those main hosts, like, died out. I mean, look at Price is Right, for instance, like, Bob Barker.
Not the same. It's not the same. But he died. It's different.
Did he die?
Say that Jeff Probst.
I didn't know.
Knock on wood. Say that something happened.
I don't. I think that the show.
Wait, isn't Bob Barker dead?
I don't think Bob Barker is dead. I think he just retired.
Yes, he is. He died.
Hey, let me know if I'm wrong. But we're not talking about Price is Right.
We're not talking about Bob Barker.
Now I need to know.
I know. I'm just saying. I feel like they could get another host to not maybe fill his shoes, but I feel like Survivor has established itself in society for being such an amazing show that it could go on with.
I just feel like it'd be a totally different. Like, it'd be like a new era of Survivor, and Bob Barker is alive.
Yes, I know.
Bob Barker is not dead. He is alive, and he is 93 and kicking, y'all.
God, Dominique, stop killing everybody off.
Oh, my God. So, speaking of JP and how he kind of kills the challenges, after they leave this reward challenge, he says, you know what? They need me 100%. There's absolutely no way that they could get through without him.
There was a lot of egos in this, because if we look back to the beginning of the episode when Cole was doing his one-on-one interview, his little cameos. He said the same thing, that he's pretty much carrying his tribe also.
I don't know if... I mean, I think Cole is a huge physical threat. I think that he gets a lot of, you know, like, food and, like, he does a lot of gathering.
He didn't show himself to be the physical threat that he normally is. So I wonder if he's going to be consistent. You know how there's some people... I'm sorry to cut you off, but you know how there's some people who are consistent threat and that there's certain challenges we just see that they just can't, like... pull the pieces together and come through.
Yeah.
That's what Cole reminds me of. So I think his inconsistency is going to make for him not doing super, super great full into the merge. Like, given his attitude, given the fact that I think he's going to be a little bit more inconsistent with his wins, I think they can vote him out at any time. I think the difference between, like, a JP, I feel like JP is going to be a consistent winner.
Yes.
I could see him being like a Mike, no matter how many people hate him.
Or Joe.
Or Joe, like, where they just continue to win, and they continue to stay around for a lot longer than what you would think.
But just because of immunity challenges. And
right.
People would want to get him out.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm saying, like, I can see him going far for the rest of the time, not having any type of social game, you know, people really just kind of disliking him. But because I think he's going to be consistent and show up, I think he'll get pretty far.
No, I totally agree with that. Yeah, I feel like Cole... he has some merit when he says it, but maybe not as much merit as JP has, because we see consistently challenge after challenge after challenge, regardless of if it's reward, immunity, anything. JP is there and he's killing it, and he's 100. I honestly don't think that they would be able to win without JP. I think that the other tribe with Cole, they might have a chance to win without him.
For sure. But I think if they didn't have Cole, they could still pull the pieces together and make it happen. I think, but I will say it's interesting, and I know this is kind of jumping to the end, but for Ryan's game, I will say this. If Allie was still in this game, I don't think Ryan could also go far in this game. I think that now that he's going back mm-hmm. over into the merge, he has less people that kind of know his true colors fully, okay. which I think are going to allow him to move a little bit further. So mm-hmm. if that was a thought that he had in tonight's vote, mm-hmm. then I think he made the best decision for his personal game and not yeah. taking Allie. Yeah. I yeah. think that he has a partner in Chrissy and being very malicious. And I think that's going to serve them both well together. But I don't think they're going to be able to have an alliance outside of the two of them because the way that they're mm-hmm. going to decide to play the game.
Well, yeah, I agree. Yeah, I feel like if he would have taken Allie, that she would have been still hurt by the first vote. Then she would have gone to the merge and, like, targeted Ryan right away because she has other people that she can clearly align with.
And she pointed that out.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's kind of what scared them a little bit, too. Yeah. Still going off JP for just a minute, I just wanted to bring up the fact that, you know, Ryan specifically says that JP has no gameplay. Yes. That he's just kind of airheaded and all he thinks about is, like, girls and he talks about bars and this and that. And then he doesn't really think about Survivor. I mean, we saw in Tribal Council they were saying, no, you know, JP just plays a quiet game. Do you guys think he's playing a quiet game or do you think that he really doesn't have a strategy?
No, I think that what Ryan said after the reward challenge when they were celebrating with the pizza was that he was pointing out a weakness. He was pointing out a weakness mm-hmm. to JP's, and it was complete foreshadowing of mm-hmm. I don't know why we were surprised that Allie went home, because now looking back at it, 2020 is always,
hindsight.
Yeah, hindsight is always 2020. It's like, you were pointing out a weakness when you said that. Mm-hmm. And Ryan's a smart player. We've established this. Mm-hmm. So for him to say that, it just makes sense that he would vote it out.
No. I don't know. I think I felt two ways about the vote tonight. On the one hand, if you guys have been, you know, riding with us for a few seasons, you guys know how I feel about lying to people's face. Mm-hmm. It really, really makes me uncomfortable and pisses me off. So from that perspective, I was just like, okay, Ryan, like, be a man. Like, you know, if this is what you want to do, like, you know, have the decency to just kind of be up front with people, because I feel like that shows a lot of, like, your character and who you mm-hmm. are as a man. And I personally feel like Ryan's a bitch, but that's on him. Like, if that's how he wants to, like, play his game, that's on him. And I think it will get him a certain point, but I do not see Ryan getting even close enough to win this game.
But we've seen people win this game doing worse than what Ryan has done.
But they've been very upfront about who they are as people. I feel like Ryan wants to take the high road and come off like, no, I'm this really great person, and you need to see that I'm not doing anything malicious. But yet he's a very malicious person.
I don't think he's malicious. I think he's smart. I think he understands that it's a game, and I feel
and
like...
And it's also before the merge. Like, it's not like Allie's going to be deciding his fate at all. You know what I mean? Nobody else knows the conversations that he had with Allie, that he really made these promises to her.
No, we can talk about it in you know, 3 more weeks.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I guess. But, like, with the vote tonight, I mean, I personally had said when we were going between JP and Allie, I was like, I think that they're going to vote for JP, but I think that they should go for Allie. Mm-hmm. I think it was very smart that they went for Allie because of the fact that once they got to the merge, Allie has the potential to go win this game. I don't think JP has the potential to win the game at all because he's too much of a threat that the second he lost an individual immunity, he would be going home.
Yes.
So I think that they made the right choice. Going to Levu for a minute, speaking of the people that could potentially win the game, everybody in Levu basically says, if we don't vote out Joe, he will win this game. He is the most strategic player. I mean, do you guys think that that's true? Desi says, like, if we don't do it now, he's winning.
I want to point out something that James in our live chat said. Mm-hmm. I hope JP realizes that him and Allie were on the chopping block, and JP thinks, and why not Chrissy and Ryan? I think that's a really good point to kind of call out for a second. I don't think JP has still realized that Chrissy fed him a bunch of bull crap last week. I still don't think that he realized that he mm-hmm. was even in the conversation mm-hmm. for this week. I think it would be interesting if he was able to kind of really sit back and think that through and kind of put some pieces together. Again, Allie's not there to kind of help him see the full picture of mm-hmm. the last few weeks, which I feel like is going to be a detriment to his game. Because if he continues to play where he's not paying any attention to what's going on, outside of the fact that he is going to have to win a bunch of immunities to make it this far, he has to begin to pay attention to his surroundings. And I think, I hope that when he said, I think tonight might be a wake-up call, mm-hmm. that I need to pay more attention to my social game. Mm-hmm. I think if, in fact, tonight was a wake-up call for him, I honestly think JP could go extremely far in this game if he has that moment.
I think if he wins those individual immunities, but I think the second he loses one, people will realize. I also think about him saying, you know, I need to pay more attention. I find it interesting that he didn't one time say, oh, well, who does Allie think we're voting for? Hmm. His name was on the block.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm like, I hope that it was.
He never said once.
I hope it was an aha moment for him, because it was almost like a little flicker went off, like, huh.
Because normally people get very upset even if they find that one person's voting their name, regardless of if that's the way that the vote's going, because there's a chance that they could go home. JP didn't give a...
But you guys, there's only four people on their tribe. So I'm sure Chrissy and Ryan went to JP and said, this is what we're telling Allie. We're telling her that we're voting for you. Like,
I don't think he even asked.
That's the thing. I feel like he's that oblivious. Like, I don't. And honestly, I think he's that cocky to not even think that his name would be out there.
I don't think he's cocky. I just don't think he thinks about it, honestly. I find it interesting that when they were talking about who they were going to vote tonight... Mm-hmm. They had said, you know, there was a moment where it seemed like they were going to be voting for JP because they said, we want to play this game with people who want to play this game, who are strategically thinking, who are, like, totally into this. And they don't think that JP really cares about it. They think that he's just kind of there to be there and he's thinking about other things. His mind's wandering. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's playing more of a quiet game, or maybe that really is how it is. I really don't know.
I really don't think it's a quiet game. I think that... Like Dom says, JP is just oblivious.
I think he was just like, oh, Survivor sounds fun. Like, I wonder how many seasons he's watched, or, you know.
Yeah. I think he's there, you know, to play the challenges. I don't think he's there to play the game.
Yeah. No, that was a point that was made, too. And, you know, like, that's obviously a good point to argue. Back to my question about Joe. What do you guys think? Do you think that he's one of the most strategic players that could...
I think he's very good at finding idols. I don't think that he's very strategic. I think that he's already put... like a bad taste in people's mouths with his attitude. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a strategic move. So therefore, you can't really be that good of a strategic player. Do
but
you know what I mean?
I feel like the things that he has done has been strategic so far. Like placing the blame for things on other people, like very subtly. I mean, I by no means really like Joe. Like,
here's my thing. Sorry to cut you off.
Yeah.
And Desi said it the best for me. She said, Joe will stick to us at a certain point. Mm-hmm. She said she just doesn't know what that point would be.
Right, sure. Right.
That's not being a good strategic player. Mm-hmm. You want people to think that they're going to stick with you till the end. That's a good strategic player. When people can pinpoint that you will flip in a second, or that you have a specific point that you'd flip, you're not a good strategic player.
See, I feel like I don't know if we've really seen anybody that won't flip. I think Allie was one of those people. Okay, Joe will clearly flip. Ryan clearly will flip. Chrissy is the liar of all liars, in Allie's words, and I think that's true. She's just very, like, she makes you believe stuff, but she's obviously not telling the truth.
Yeah, I think we talk about, you know, if we were in this game and if we were playing Survivor, I think my strategy going into looking for good alliance members, if I was playing, was to find those loyal people. Mm-hmm. You want to have a core, at least two or three people that you know are going to have your back at the end of the day. Because you can't, it's really hard to win Survivor solely by yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have at least somebody that you know, like, okay, if other conversations are going on, they're going to try and deflect and not have my name in anybody else's mouth. I think Allie was one of those people.
Yeah.
I don't know so far in watching this season if I feel like there are too many other people this season that have that kind of trait.
Mm-hmm.
So going in, I think now that we know that they're going to be merging next week, do you see any other people that you would immediately gravitate to that kind of could potentially have those characteristics?
I think Devin is very loyal so far. I mean, it seems like it. I don't know.
I don't trust Jessica, I don't trust Cole.
I don't trust any of them.
I was going to say Desi, but Desi clearly just made it obvious in this episode that she would flip on Joe. But then I can't really fault her
but
for flipping on Joe.
But I couldn't fault her for that one because she was just like, well, because she seemed a little conflicted. She was like, well,
see,
I mean, yeah, but I think...
She said she thinks she could trust him,
She thinks she can trust him, but she also realizes that I don't know that he would fully carry me. And I think that gets into a loyalty and back to what you were saying to him about, could you have to make people feel like you would take them all the way to the end. And the thing is, he hasn't given her that.
I don't think Joe has done that with anybody, and I don't think that he will. I don't think he really has any allies moving forward, and it's just going to be like that. Yeah. I mean, maybe he'll make some, but I really don't see it.
Well, James in the chat made a good point. He said Devin's actually been very loyal to Ashley, and I don't know if that's just because they're in a very tight spot right now, because there's only four people on the tribe.
Yeah.
Or, well, I mean, we'll see when we get to the merge, but maybe Devin will be really loyal as well.
I think Devin has seemed very loyal from the beginning. Wasn't it him and Ryan at the beginning before they moved?
That's right, yeah.
And they really liked each other.
We see them going back to each other. Briefly in the promos for this next week.
I do need to ask you this now that you brought up Devin and Ryan, and they've been separated. Mm-hmm. How do you think that Devin's going to react to Ryan's new found gameplay when they reunite in the merge?
Letting Allie go, doing all this stuff.
Well, just like his, I don't want to say his attitude, but he has, I feel like, gotten more confident.
He's gotten a little more cocky,
he's definitely too big for his britches right now.
But I don't think that, I think Devin should know that after getting out his biggest ally.
Yeah.
Allie, I don't know if Devin should think that he can trust him like that.
At the end of the day, he's not going to know exactly what
happened. Exactly.
Now, if he was me, because I'm going to go in there and I'm going to do a little investigating on my own.
Of course you are.
Because that's just me.
Yep.
So I'm going to listen to him and I'm going to be like, oh, word, that's what happened? Okay. Then I'm going to have a private conversation with either Chrissy or JP and just be like, hey, how did your guys' last tribal go?
Right.
You know, make a casual conversation. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let you into knowing that I'm really prying here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to find out how it went.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do just want to point out that Joe did find the second immunity idol. Yes. For those of you that maybe didn't see or were tuning in to see if anything like that happened, Joe did find the immunity idol. Mm-hmm. And I want to say that, you know, we always kind of, we're kind of on the fence about Joe, just a personality trait. And Floral Capacity in the live chat said, Joe just isn't likable. And I think that's the best way to put it. He's just not a likable player.
Yes, and we talked about JP winning immunity idols to get further. I think that's what Joe would have to do with the hidden immunity idols.
Right.
I feel like he would have to keep finding hidden immunity idols in order to stay.
But I don't think he's that bright sometimes. You know, he walks past it a million times. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, he's smarter than JP.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And he says he's like, this time I'm not letting anybody know. You know what I mean? Like, knowledge is power. I can't let Devin know. I can't let anybody know. And I'm like,
hindsight is
2020. Yeah, right. Moving on to Yawa real quick before we get into immunity. We see that Cole was clearly not making it up about needing the food because he did collapse. You had said that you were thinking maybe he did this on purpose.
Well,
I don't
Dominique
think that's
it up
true.
First.
I don't think that's true at all because he was babbling, making no sense. He woke up, did not know where he was. Does anybody in the live chat think that he maybe would have staged this?
Here's my thing.
I think he would have. I don't know if he did, but I think he would stage a fainting for food. He seems that desperate.
And
to me.
We also have to remember that Mike is also a doctor. Like, yes, he's a urologist, but at the same time, they have to train in general practice medicine as well. So I feel like he would know if somebody was faking it, and if he was genuinely concerned about him, then maybe he really did think that he fainted.
I mean, Cole showed no signs to me of faking it at all. Eric in the live chat though says that he thinks
so
he faked it.
Flora
Capacity says that it's possible. I mean, I have no. I think absolutely not. He did not fake
did
it.
He
judging
pull
on what
Wendy
I saw,
Williams.
Yes,
he did.
Judging on what I saw, I don't think that he. Okay, Thomas also says he bounced back awfully fast.
That was my thought. It was just kind of like I have passed out a few times from a lack of food. And the way that he bounced back, it was kind of like.
I feel like it was kind of like one of those when you take a quick cat nap and then all of a sudden you're like, there.
But it was kind of like, I wish we we could rewind so we can watch it again in slow motion. It was kind of like his hand was cascade up.
He felt like a tree limb.
And it
like,
was
he felt
like,
hard.
I felt like he kind of looked to kind of check again to make sure nothing was there. Head back up. And I fall.
But he was also babbling those weird things. Like, that, he wouldn't have just done that.
I don't know anybody who babbles when they pass
that's
out.
That's true. Here's my thing. I feel like...
I've never seen that before.
Me neither.
That's new.
Cole is very muscular, and I don't... And I'm not exactly a personal trainer, but Ryan is very, very thin, and I don't see him passing out. I think it's really interesting that Cole passed out, probably because they need
saying,
more food to sustain their body mass.
Yeah, and they were saying, they were like, oh, he should have worked more on, gaining a few pounds instead of just, working out too much and
has he told them in a conversation that he was training to get his abs right? Because I'm like, why would you just assume that?
And I mean, training for Survivor, do you think that all these people are fasting and like making their body, you know what I mean?
I don't think fasting, but I think that you do have to be very strict on your diet because you can't just go from, it's like going cold turkey with smoking or drinking.
But I do agree, and I wish that we knew this ahead of time, but I would love to know what players did coach their bodies to get out there and which ones just were kind of like, hey, I'm just going to go out there and play this game.
Sure. Yeah, no, I'd really be interested to know.
Because, I mean, like, even when we've had cast members in studio, they've told us that they'll start doing CrossFit or they swim or they've, you know, cut back on their diet. So we do know players, you know, tend to prep themselves.
Which I hope you do. Yeah, right. Like you're saying, you're going to just eat a big pizza and then go out on Survivor and not be able to eat anything for, you know, days?
Yeah, stupid.
Yeah, totally. Interestingly enough, though, when Cole faints, nobody's really sympathetic about it. They're just kind of like, oh, well, he sealed his fate. He's going home tonight if he's going to travel. I was like, damn, like, you guys are savage. Right? I'm like, oh, my God.
Ruthless. I feel like
Lauren didn't even, like, say, are you okay?
Oh, no, she's not happy.
She was just
him.
Like.
And I feel like Ben is a Marine. Ben was, like, over it. He was like, did you just pass out after 16 years?
But of course.
Ben, after when hearing he about it,
right,
Ben was like.
He still wasn't, like, bothered by it. He's like.
He was like, drink some water, bud.
But of course, when Jessica gets wind of this, you know, she says, oh, he can have my portion of rice. Like, she's all over him. And, like, Lauren's like, I'm not having this. But Jessica basically says, you know, I'm not ready to play the game without Cole yet. So I think if they would have gone to Tribal, it would have been interesting if they could have swayed Jessica or if they would have just left her as it is and not brought her in on the vote.
I will say this, just really quick. If Cole did fake passing out to get more food and Jessica was the one to offer her food, he should feel really shitty about that.
Hell yeah, right?
I think here's the thing.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't
care. No, of course not. But, I mean, he should.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. So moving into the immunity challenge, this was actually a really hard one, especially, you know, they had to stack these blocks and we saw that they fell multiple times and only one team really figured out the correct way to do this, which was to leave total slack on your rope as you're placing the block and then just basically run back and then reset. So that was
The Yawa tribe.
Yeah. So they really figured out how to do it. They did drop, but then they
came
back.
Took them a second. Yeah. Trial and error.
Yeah. Right. And then they got it. But we see that Ryan was having a huge problem, which last immunity challenge, he lost it for them. This immunity challenge, he lost it for them. I mean, they were all kind of yelling directions at him. I don't know if he was the only one doing it wrong. I think it was the whole team.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, you can't really necessarily, in this case, put it on one person because we're all doing, it's a team challenge. We're all working to keep this thing up. So there was one case where I thought that he was pulling it too hard, and that was the first time it fell over.
Right. And it was funny because you thought he was doing it on the first one, and I was like, I felt like he wasn't listening when Allie was like, Allie had kind of given him a direction and then JP said the exact same thing like 2 seconds later that Allie said and he didn't move and I was just like, okay, now you're just not listening to direction.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, like, I don't think it's obviously Ryan's fault. Like, it's literally a team effort. Like, it couldn't possibly just be his fault, but the only name we heard being yelled out when things were going wrong was Ryan.
Well, and then I think it gets back to the fact that when you're playing a team activity, you have to listen.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just get frustrated because I just don't know that Ryan listens because he just feels like, I got this.
Yeah,
you know, and he really doesn't because he's never once proved to us that he's physically and like able to do these challenges. So I don't know.
I just want to shout out Thomas McGee. He said that this used to be an individual challenge, and I'm glad that they put this little spin on it to make it a team challenge. Usually it's just the one person going back and forth and like having to keep that teeter-totter thing straight and
that'd be tough.
But I like the twist on it. I like that they were all in it together. I thought that was cool.
But it's just like, I don't know why they weren't just watching their challenge. Like, it was so clear. I mean, it wasn't clear on how to do it. Clear, like, obviously, because they couldn't really, you know, clearly. But obviously, the Yawa tribe was killing it, and they were getting it right. So it's just like, take a look over. But
that was a good bounce back from Yawa, too.
It really was. After they fell, it was. But Yawa wins. Levu gets number two. And Soko goes back to tribal again for the second week. So, I mean, we kind of talked a little bit about, you know, the Allie and JP scenario, how we kind of thought it would be both. But, you know, I think it is interesting, too, how Ryan basically like you were saying, he goes, Allie says, I'm going home tonight. And instead of just saying, yeah, you know, I'll try to go talk to some people, I'll try to figure something out, he lies straight to her face and just says, no, you're not. You can trust me. I promise. And that's kind of where you, Dom, were like, why did he have to do that? You don't have to lie to her face. Just bend the truth a little, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, just say you're going to go talk to other people, where instead he made this big thing that he didn't have to make. So
I think what I found baffling after they went back, after the immunity challenge, was that Allie was the one to go to Chrissy to try to sway her vote, rather than mm-hmm. Ryan going back to Chrissy, when Allie had just put her name down mm-hmm. at Tribal in the last Tribal. Mm-hmm. So yeah. for her to say, oh, I'm going to go talk to Chrissy, mm-hmm. instead of Ryan being like, no, I'll go talk to Chrissy and try to sway her, I feel like that yeah. was also a little bit of foreshadowing. And like, you knew you didn't want to get out, Allie, which makes it even harder because, once again, with Dom, like, you were just pretty much boldly lying to her face.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and when Allie goes to talk to Chrissy, you know, she has to make up this... I mean, I don't know if she was making it up, but she was like, I'm loyal moving forward, I promise. You know, I messed up on the last vote, but I'm loyal now. And I wonder... We didn't really see much of what Chrissy said back to her, but when Allie was in her confessional at the end, she was like, Chrissy is a liar of all liars. So I'm obviously assuming she did the same type of malicious act as Ryan and just told her what she wanted to hear.
You guys keep saying malicious. It's not malicious to lie to somebody to get further in this game. It is a game,
cutthroat,
you guys.
Cutthroat, whatever.
Cutthroat, thank you. I like the cutthroat move. Word better.
Yeah. Which you have to do in Survivor. I understand yes. that. I understand that. But, yeah, I mean, was there anything else in Tribal that, like, stuck out to you guys?
I do like that Allie keeps... on this theme, at least this is what I liked mm-hmm. about her, what she said, you know, we will see where the trust lies when the votes are read. Mm-hmm. This was actually, I know Dom and I had a very heated disagreement last episode about Allie and Ryan, but this was actually a really hard Tribal for me to watch because I actually really liked Allie. I thought she could go really far. I think she shot herself in the foot when she had that conversation with Chrissy after Tribal, I mean after Immunity, and she said, I have all these people once the merge happens. I feel like you literally just shot yourself in the foot mm-hmm. instead of just being humble and
mm-hmm. I think she was trying to use that to say to Chrissy, like, hey, I don't know who all you have at the merge, but I have people there that could help us move further in the game. And I think that's what that was the play that she was trying to make to Chrissy.
Of course,
like,
yeah.
they'll, like, my people will, like, help you.
No, and I completely get that. I feel like when Ryan was talking about getting out JP and getting out a physical threat, I was like, oh, yes, build up your resume, Ryan. That's a good idea. But taking out Allie mm-hmm. is an even bigger resume builder because she was such a good player and she would have gone far.
Yeah, I honestly, I'm just kind of bummed for Allie because she was my first fantasy pick. Like, I thought she could win this game.
And if you didn't pick her, I would have picked
her. Yeah, I think she's so strategic. I think she has a great social game. She's physically there. And it just sucks that she put her loyalty in the wrong person. And for the last two votes in a row, you know? Like, and she said when she left, she's like, I cannot believe that I ruined my Survivor game by putting my trust in a little twerp like Ryan. And it just kind of sucks that happened for her because I really do think she could have made it far.
I mean, I honestly just don't like when they make it, like, personal. I mean... You know, Ryan is playing Survivor. And like I said, there have been things mm-hmm. that have been done that have been worse mm-hmm. on Survivor.
I think what it is, honestly, and I struggle with this, like, literally every season watching Survivor, is that in the world, you want to believe when someone gives you their word that you can take that to the bank mm-hmm. and that's it. Like, I grew up believing, mm-hmm. like, your word is your bond. Like, you never go back on your word. Like, that's how I was raised. So sometimes I think people take that into Survivor and they're thinking, like, okay, if I've given my word to be loyal mm-hmm. to this person, like, I have to stick to that and I can't falter on that. Mm-hmm. And I think when people do it, it's a weird place that it puts you in because it's like you want to be frustrated and, like, me and Pedro calling him malicious, mm-hmm. but that's how we're thinking of it. Because, like, I wouldn't do that in the normal world. Like, I wouldn't come to Paige and be like, I'm going to do XYZ for you and then be laughing with you about how I'm really not going to do it. Like, I would never do that. Never.
Dom, I want to play Survivor with you.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't lie to me.
Yeah, well, but at the same time, this is Survivor, you guys. Yeah. I mean, let's look at Sarah from last season, who was the winner. She played her first season that mm-hmm. she was on, and she played it mm-hmm. like that. She played it genuine. She played it loyal. She was like, I'm not going to lie to mm-hmm. anybody. And she got voted out. Then she played it more cutthroat the second time, and she won.
But when we talked about it last year, I said,
you didn't
my
like
issue, I wasn't, I hated it.
You
I
did.
Was like, I want to love her, and I want her to win because she has a great story. And she's this amazing police officer, but I personally didn't like the way she played yeah. the game. My issue with Survivor is that I feel like it's a great symbolism for our current society. I think we don't know how to trust each other, so we automatically go into situations and think everyone's lying, that we have to be malicious. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, what happens if we just play everything on the up and up? Like, you can win Survivor without being a dick.
Well, Sarah also had some issues afterwards. Like, she, you know, at the live finale and everything, yeah. people were not happy with her, and she felt very bad about the way that she played. She won $1 million. So
she won $1 million, but you won $1 million and you weren't able to sleep good at night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that what it's really all about? Like, oh, I'm happy, I'm rich and miserable.
Yeah, I don't know. Quick point, Floral Capacity made this point in the live chat. She said, you know, Allie basically should have gone to Chrissy and used that time to her advantage, saying, like, hey, if Ryan will turn on me, he'll turn on you, too. Like, I wonder if she could have ever swayed Chrissy to vote against Ryan.
There was no way that she could have swayed Chrissy. There was no way she could have swayed JP. Because I was saying the same thing. She could have went to JP and said, mm-hmm. hey, let's work together and try to get out Ryan or Chrissy. But then the votes would have just been split, and then it would have went to Rox anyway. And JP probably would have flipped on Allie in the end anyway. Mm-hmm. So Allie would have went home.
But hey, it's a good shot.
It's a good shot. And I maybe that happened when off camera.
But what I will say is that I thought it was very interesting that JP immediately, when they got back to the camp, was really kind of like, without question, it's Allie. So don't even stress about it, Ryan. Like, yeah, we all have our days and we mess up, but Allie's going home. It was almost as if, what was the pre-conversation for you to automatically have it out for Allie from jump? Like, immediately it was no conversation for JP.
Yeah. But I feel like it's just the way that he's voted the last couple times, just based on nothing, really. He just kind of followed whatever Chrissy told him to do.
Yeah. Exactly. What if it's not his name, then
does he have a game play? We don't know.
I don't think so, you guys. Honestly, I really don't think so. As of right now, no. But maybe it could change.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, recapping this episode, I'm just kind of bummed for Allie. I think that she could have done a lot better. And someone shouted out in the live chat that maybe she can go to an All-Stars episode. I think that she, if given the chance, would do a lot different than she did this time.
I will say this. I liked her better than Michaela. And if they brought Michaela back, and they should probably bring Allie back. Because I really liked Allie. I think, like,
if they brought Caleb back, they should bring Allie back.
That's very true.
Caleb didn't do anything. The only reason they brought him back for an All-Star season is because he was on Big Brother.
Yes.
But anyways, I don't know. She didn't make the merch, so maybe they wouldn't bring her back. But I think that they could. I think they know that she's a good player. That makes me even more upset
because I really would love to have seen her. Mm-hmm. Like, what she would have.
I think she would have done amazing at the merch.
Of course.
But, you know,
I agree with you.
That's Survivor. We can't always get what we want now, can we?
Nope. That's life.
That's life. Should we get into predictions?
Yes.
Right now?
Please.
All right. Predictions.
We love predictions.
We love predictions. So, I mean.
I was waiting for my music.
Me too. I was waiting for my little seizure lights.
I don't know what my prediction is. Obviously, we see there's a merge next week, and we're going to see people kind of scrambling around trying to figure out where their loyalties lie and who they can still trust after this. I'm kind of just wondering, this isn't a prediction, but I'm just wondering if Devin and Ryan will pick up where they left off, or if they're kind of, you know, on separate sides now.
I also want to see if Ashley and JP pick up where they left off. I mean, there have been a lot of...
I forgot about them.
Right? There have been a lot of power couple. Like, and then also Cole and Jessica now. I mean,
will Cole just leave Jessica's side and do his own thing now? He's never been without her.
He's never really been loyal to her. I mean, he's been loyal to her to an extent, but he has a big mouth. Not only are they talking about where loyalties lie, but who's a bigger threat? And I feel like now they all have to, like, regroup and, like, like Dom said, if we ever made it to the merch, have these individual conversations to see what happened during these tribals, to see who's the smarter one, who's the more strategic one. I want to know about people who I haven't played with to put them on my radar. Right. You know what I mean?
Right. And it's different now because those people are sealing your fate. So you got to approach it in a little bit of a different way.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I think it will be interesting to see if Ryan has the same approach in how he treats people now that we're in the merge. Yeah. Or if he'll have a new strategy.
If he does, that would make him an even smarter
player. If he has a new strategy and he stops and he, you know, comes at people a little bit different, I could then be persuaded to, you know, like Ryan.
Yeah. I could definitely see Ryan, Chrissy, and JP working together. But I do want to see who Desi is going to work with when the merge comes. Mm. Because I really do like her and I feel like she could be my new Allie.
I wonder, I like Desi too. I wonder if Ryan and Chrissy will keep this going or if they'll ever kind of part ways, because they are both very strategic, clearly, and they both have no problem with lying. So it would be like, you know, they both know that each other could win.
I honestly see them turning on each other.
Yeah, because they both know that the other can win.
Yeah. I also want to see who Joe is going to rub the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
I kind of want Chrissy to go home. There's just something about her too that, like, she's too overly, like, she's, like, very nice, but then, like, she just turns. Like, she's a good player, but, like, something about her is just a little weird to me. Like,
I don't know.
Like I said with Joe, he's just not likable to
really
me.
Really quick, I just go back to the first episode when we looked at Chrissy. And
yeah, we loved her, but that was
with
before.
Katrina on the mom squad, and they were like, let's get there,
she needed somebody to balance her the hell out.
But now she's, like, this powerful player.
Yeah, and good,
like,
for her.
Everybody's
but,
like,
yeah.
Who was the girl last season? Like, we really liked her, and then she got a little bit of power, and instantly we were like, get her the hell out of here.
I know what you're talking about. I just can't think of her name.
I don't know.
That's what Chrissy, that's who she reminds me of. It's like, okay, girl, you're getting a little big for your
britches.
Because
Chrissy was almost going home that first episode, and then she got that advantage.
And then it's just like, be humble, girl.
Yeah, be humble.
It was almost you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we never know what's going to happen with Survivor.
Yeah.
That was episode 6.
Yeah.
Yep.
Any other final thoughts before we go?
Halfway there. Who's winning the fantasy?
I am.
Oh, I'm coming.
You lost your first player today, which was
Chrissy's
Allie.
Actually on my team, so I guess I shouldn't be like,
you wanted Chrissy really bad when we first started.
I think I did.
If you remember.
Because that first episode.
Because she was like, I'm going to be there for the fantasy job, but I really want Chrissy.
Yeah.
Your words.
I remember that.
Words.
I know what I said.
Chelsea M said,
still don't like her.
Chelsea M in the chat said that Desi would be the one to go next. And me and Chelsea M usually agree on a lot of things, but I disagree with her in this case. I feel like Desi does need to pick and choose when she's going to make a move, and I think I need her to make a move sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
But I don't think she's going to be next at all.
I feel like Eric and I agree on a lot of stuff, and he says hashtag Team Mike, and I'm for Mike. I don't know if he's even on my fantasy team. I don't think.
Let me see.
I don't even know who's on my fantasy team at this point, you guys.
Okay, let me break it down really quick. So Paige has Jessica, Ashley, and Mike. You do have
Mike. Ooh, yay!
I have Ryan, Lauren, Desi, JP. Mike has Ben and Joe left, and Dom, you have Chrissy, Cole, and Devin left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chrissy, Cole, and Devin. Not Cole, but I think Devin and Chrissy. And who is your first?
Yeah. Ryan.
Ryan. Okay. All right. Anyways, Team Mike. Hashtag Team Mike. But, I mean, that's Survivor Episode 6. You guys, thanks so much for joining us. Everybody in the live chat, we really appreciate all your commentary. It really just adds so much to our podcast, and we really appreciate it. Where can they find you guys for next time and for all around the social space?
Happy belated Halloween, everybody. I am Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike.
If you guys need more of this, you guys can find me on all social media platforms at DominiquePEsq.
And thank you guys so much. I'm Paige Bonanno. You can find me on all social media at Paige Bonanno. And we will see you next week. Thanks, everybody.
Hey, we're talking about Mike Rip, not Dr. Mike.
Oh.
That's fun.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.